Karen, Gary's solicitor, just heard from the Director of Public Prosecutions that he's considering allowing Gary to be tried in this country. The Director of Public Prosecutions rules in Gary's favour, then we don't need the judicial review. But they prosecuted Aaron Caffrey here at Southwark Crown Court.
And he was acquitted.
Yeah, and the investigation originated from America in his case too. And they were told from the very top to stand aside and allow Gary to be extradited. But Gary admitted computer misuse, so why do you have to extradite? Why does he need a trial? He doesn't need a trial, unless it's a short trial. He doesn't need one. He's admitted it, so really he should have been sentenced.
Do you believe he's been made a political football?
Yeah, I believe that they were actually looking for someone as an example for computer crime. And I believe because Gary was naive enough to not have a lawyer and admit computer misuse, that they thought, oh, he'll be easy.
Who did he admit it to?
The high-tech crime unit, yeah. Because they said they had examined his computers, they had been monitoring for several months, and they knew there was no evidence of any deliberate damage, and he was looking at 6 months community service. So to jump from 6 months community service to 60 years, 10 years per count, and before that they were saying they would give him a year and a half or 2 years, so to suddenly jump up to this is so vindictive.
We're now asking for charity, essentially.
I'm asking Keir Starmer, Director of Public Prosecutions, for equal rights. Gary has the right to have equal treatment to Aaron Caffrey and other computer hackers. Aaron Caffrey was accused of hacking into the Houston port, which is a very large port. They can be tried here, Gary can be tried here. And it was the same time as Gary, it was after 9/11, so therefore you can't say this one can go to Southwark Crown Court, but this one's been extradited. It's not charity, I think it's a right. And I'm hoping that the Director of Public Prosecutions will see it that way, because he's fought for human rights all his life and he sounds like a fair man. And also, we've had a 7-year sentence.
When do you expect this to end?
Well, hopefully the court will allow it to be delayed until Keir Starmer has made his decision. So hopefully, what obviously we'd like is it ends in 4 weeks with a good outcome. We need a good outcome and we need an end, because our lives are totally put on hold.
If Gary is prosecuted here in the UK,
yeah,
what is the maximum sentence he faces?
I think it's 5 years, because what he's admitted to is computer misuse with intent to carry on looking for UFOs. But in actual fact, he had stopped when they went into his house, and he thinks that's actually why they went in, because they thought he was dismantling things, but he'd actually just decided, I'm being silly. But he's obviously been monitored. We're hopeful.
How is he?
He's not good. As Gary says, he's keeping himself controlled, but that's difficult as well, because you keep yourself under control. You feel as though you could explode at any minute. And he wakes up every day, he's got dreadful chest pains, he's clutching his chest. He was suicidal at one point, because he felt that we'd all be better without him, that he'd ruin everyone's life. And it's not him that's ruined everyone's life. What he'd done was wrong, but he didn't murder anyone. He didn't do anything to deserve 60 years. We're not saying he should go off with it. Fine.
Do you think that the penalties are disproportionate to the crime?
60 years. People who murder don't even get 60 years. Another guy who went into computers, Pentagon, everywhere, the same before Gary, 2 years before, Matthew Bevin, Americans said that he was the most dangerous person to world peace since Adolf Hitler. He now runs a computer security company in the UK because he was tried in the UK.
Where is Gary's father in this?
He's in Glasgow. He comes down here. He comes to all the demonstrations. I've been married to my husband, Gary's stepfather, for 35 years. He's a really good father. Gary's got two fathers. He's got a stepfather and his own father, and they're both good men. And his dad is getting older, and I worry very much about him, because whenever we see him at the demonstrations, he can't fight back the tears. He's scared that he will die before he sees Gary being free. And it's wrecked my husband. It's wrecked all our lives. And I worry about them. I worry about them all. I worry about Gary, that he does anything silly. I worry about his father, because he's a good man, and I can see that he cannot blot it out. He can't cope with it. And for the past several years, all we do is worry and work. And all I do is sit at a computer, writing, trying to get support for Gary. And that's all I do. And the closer it comes to the end, I'm terrified.
Do you think that there's a feeling in Westminster and the House of Commons in particular that is sympathetic to Gary?
The Liberal MPs, the Liberal Party, have come out behind Gary, including Baroness Sarah Ludford, and they've all come behind Gary. Lots of Labour people have, which I was surprised because I thought they would toe the government line, but lots of Labour people have supported them, have signed the LED motion that David Burrows put up, and although David Burrows is Conservative, a lot of Labour people signed it.